This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 31st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Tonight, Israel is experiencing a warm evening with clear skies across its major cities. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild night while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. It's a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, pressure mounts in Washington as new talks with Lebanon could happen next month. This comes from Israel Hayom in the past hour. Also, a sharp message from the UAE to Iran after an Iranian drone infiltrated UAE airspace. That's according to Israel Hayom, just in. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu says defeating Iran might spell the end of Hamas and Hezbollah. This was reported by JNS earlier today. Separately, Israel and Greece have signed a 3 billion euro deal to build a new defense system. Ynet provided this update a short time ago. And finally, Iran and Hamas are reportedly increasing attack plots in the West Bank. This warning comes from I-24 News in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 wrote earlier today that Iran's foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions violate international law and amount to lawlessness and crude bullying. Aaron David Miller, a political analyst, noted earlier today that a Wall Street Journal story highlights the arrogance of great powers, comparing it to Russia's missteps in Ukraine. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries condemned antisemitism from Hassan Piker on CNN, marking a significant stance from a top U.S. Democrat. Now for more on those stories. Starting with pressure in Washington, Lebanese sources told Israel Hayom that the U.S. is pushing for new negotiations between Israel and Lebanon. These talks could occur as soon as next month. The conditions set by Beirut remain a point of contention, reflecting ongoing regional tensions. This development could impact diplomatic relations in the Middle East. Turning to the UAE's response to Iran, Israel Hayom reports an Iranian drone entered UAE airspace, activating defense systems. Abu Dhabi is taking this as a serious breach of sovereignty, signaling increasing regional strains. This incident could further complicate relations between Gulf states and Iran. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized to JNS that Iran's nuclear ambitions are still a threat, despite setbacks. He linked Iran's defeat to potential changes in the influence of Hamas and Hezbollah. This statement underscores Israel's strategic focus on Iran amid ongoing regional conflicts. Separately, Ynet has reported on a significant deal between Israel and Greece. The 3 billion euro agreement aims to enhance Greece's defense against drones and missiles using Israeli technology. This collaboration could strengthen military ties and enhance security in the Mediterranean region. Lastly, I-24 News highlights a warning from Israeli security officials about increased attack plots from Iran and Hamas in the West Bank. This comes amid heightened tensions and could lead to further security measures in affected areas. On the economic front, first, Jerusalem is seeing a rise in high-rise buildings, despite 78% of residents preferring low structures. This disconnect was reported by Israel Hayom Business earlier today. Separately, supermarket chain Keshet Timim is considering going public. As Globes reported, this move aligns with their expansion goals rather than an immediate need for funds. And finally, SAP has appointed Michal Romi as the new CEO of its Israeli R&D center. CTech reports that Romi will replace Orna Kleinman, who is taking on a global role focusing on AI. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.